Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Last week, we began studying a very fascinating but also very sad article from the spring 2012 issue of The New Atlantist, entitled The Population Control Holocaust. Written by Robert Zubrin, a contributing editor to the journal, it looks at the history of population control programs and the use of forced abortion and sterilization in such programs. Yesterday, we left off with a discussion of the World Bank's use of population control to further its policies. Today, I want to start with the beginning of the 1970s and the Nixon administration's use of the population control agenda for its supposed value as a Cold War weapon. As Zubrin notes, responding to lobbying by General William H. Draper, Jr., the former Undersecretary of the Army and a leading overpopulation fearmonger, Nixon approved U.S. government support for the establishment of the United Nations Fund for Population Activities, or UNFPA. With this organization as a vehicle, vast additional American funds would be poured into the global population control effort, with their source disguised so as to ease acceptance by governments whose leaders needed to maintain a populist pose in opposition to Yankee imperialism. While the United States was its primary backer, the UNFPA also served as a channel for significant additional population control funds from European nations, Canada, and Japan, collectively equal to about half the American effort. But Nixon's chief interest in population control was its supposed value as a Cold War weapon. The president charged Henry Kissinger, his national security advisor and secretary of state, with conducting a secret study on the role of population control measures in the fight against global communism. Kissinger pulled together a group of experts drawn from the National Security Council, the CIA, the Departments of Defense and State, USAID, and other agencies to study the question. The result was issued on December 10, 1974, in the form of the classified NSC document titled Implications of Worldwide Population Growth for U.S. Security and Overseas Interests. The document, known as National Security Study Memorandum 200, or simply as the Kissinger Report, represented the encoding of Malthusian dogma as the strategic doctrine of the United States. You might recall previous discussions of Thomas Malthus, who Zubrin calls the founding prophet of modern anti-humanism. Malthus argued that human reproduction would always outpace available food sources, and it was those arguments that were used to later justify letting millions die during famines in places like India and Ireland. What Malthus didn't take into account during his lifetime, the latter part of the 18th century, was that human ingenuity would win out as technology advanced. Still, that hasn't stopped population control advocates from trotting out Malthus to advance their own nefarious agenda. With the Kissinger Report, we saw those same arguments cropping up yet again. Zubrin continues by writing that the Kissinger Report was formally adopted by the Ford administration in November 1975. A follow-up memo issued in 1976 by the NSC called for the United States to use control of food supplies to impose population control on a global scale. It further noted the value of using dictatorial power and military force as a means to coerce third world peoples into submission to population control measures. Without a shred of justification, but with impeccable organization, generous funding, aggressive leadership, and backing by a phalanx of established respectable opinion, the population control movement was now doctrinally enshrined as representing the core strategic interest of the world's leading superpower. It was now positioned to wreak havoc on a global scale. We'll pick up here tomorrow with Mr. Zubrin's eye-opening and sad look at the history of population control, its foundations and origins, and how it has impacted our entire world as a result. In the meantime, we've posted a link to the entire article, as well as to additional resources on the inhumane advocacy of population control advocates. Those links are available at prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization.